Sturgeon's Law number 81, and it's all about Valve.
90% of everything.
Hello, and again, welcome to the Aperture Science Computer Aided Enrichment Center. We hope your brief detention in the relaxation vault has been a pleasant one. Your specimen has been processed, and we are now ready to begin the test proper.
Is crud.
You're listening to Sturgeon's Law, the podcast that keeps you up to date on the 10% of everything that isn't crud. Check out the show notes at www.sturgeonslaw.com, and you can find the music used in this show at the Podsafe Music Network and Magnatune.com. Now here's your host, Random.
Once again, thank you, Mr. Brad Example, and hey to all you listeners. Sorry about not having a Halloween episode like I did the first 2 years, but I just got really busy, as you can tell by how long it's taken to get a new show out. So I decided not to try and cram something together, and, well, maybe next year, maybe not. Maybe I've run out of things to say for Halloween. Who knows? But I had fun walking the kids around, and they had fun collecting their goodies, and a good time was had by all. All right. Well, I'm going to talk about one topic, but it's going to break into a whole bunch of little pieces, and we'll get onto that right after this. Tired of feeling wired? If you're stuck at one machine trying to shake loose some podcasts, you're missing most of the fun. With PodcastReady.com, you can get to your subscriptions anywhere you can run a web browser. Then download the MyPodder software and download your new shows anywhere you can plug in your portable player. Exchange favorite shows and favorite episodes with your friends and never complain about having nothing to listen to or watch again. PodcastReady.com, cooler than an iPhone and $600 cheaper. So tonight I'm all about the game company Valve. Valve, well, they rock, and I'm going to explain to you why they rock in gory detail. It's hard to know where to begin. Valve probably got their first popularity from the game Half-Life, a first-person shooter that is arguably just the one that has set the stage for everything after that, much like Quake did before it, Doom before that, and so on. So Valve has kind of taken over as the centerpiece of that genre, I think. Half-Life had various modifications that were done. I guess Counter-Strike is based on its engine, as well as Day of Defeat, and so forth. So really that, like I said, that really took the center stage. Now, they've moved into a new territory with the downloaded game service Steam. Now, I've talked about GameTap before, and maybe you caught that one, where GameTap is a monthly subscription service, and you get access to their library. And it runs inside of kind of its little sandbox, and sometimes it works better than others, frankly. Now, I love GameTap, and I'm still a big fan, I'm still a user of it. Steam's a little bit different, though. Steam has no subscription fee. The Steam software itself doesn't cost anything, and it gets you all sorts of goodies. Honestly, it's kind of like iTunes for games. That is, not only does it know about games that you bought through Steam, and we'll talk about that in a moment, but you can also tell about your other games, and so you have one single list there. It also has a built-in instant messaging, friends thing, so on and so forth. So it's a community kind of thing. Makes it easy to find servers for the online games, which most of Valve's games are, at least can be. And of course, as I say, it has a store. Now, the way you buy things from Steam Store is there's no media. That is, you download the game. Unlike iTunes, I might add, and better than iTunes for music, frankly, you buy a game from Steam and your account has that license. In point of fact, that's how the whole thing works, is that you can download a game if you have the license for it. You buy a game from the store on Steam, and you get a key, and you add that license key to your account, and from then on you can download it as many times as you need to. So you have access to that game. You have access to that game under your account. Now this means when you're playing a game bought on Steam, you have Steam running. On the other hand, you don't have a CD put in. So, you know, there's a nice trade-off. And there are some cool things. If you so choose, your entry in people's friends lists will show what game you're in. It'll even give them access to the server you're on if you're on a multiplayer server. So there's really neat stuff for kind of that community. So it's more than just the store, and it's a very nice thing. In particular, of course, you might want to buy Valve's games there. Now, as I say, there are actually more and more and more games that are not Valve games that are for sale there. For instance, Call of Duty 4 right now, which is an Activision game, is one of their biggest sellers in their store currently. It's in their top 8 sellers. So, there's that. But let's focus on some of Valve's games for a little while. The most exciting thing to have come out from Valve recently, and really the only thing to have come out from Valve recently, as if it were a small thing, is the Valve Orange Box. The whole idea of Orange Box is that $50 is a lot to pay for a game. So Orange Box is actually 5 games. Stick with me. First thing in is it has Half-Life 2. Now, Half-Life 2 is not a new game by any means. You wouldn't pay $50 for it now. You wouldn't have to pay $50 for it now. And indeed, if you buy it off of Steam, you don't have to pay $50 for it now. I think it's like 20. So, by itself, okay. But you also get Half-Life 2 Episode 1, which is kind of a smaller sequel to Half-Life 2. Now, it too is not brand new, and it too could be had for, I forget, $15-$20 on Steam. But add that into your mental calculation. You also get Half-Life 2 Episode 2, which is brand new. Now, you can buy Episode 2 alone on Steam. Not sure you can buy it alone on the shelf. I think you might have to buy Orange Box on the shelf. But off of Steam, you could buy it separately. But, you know, keep with me, because there's more to come. Half-Life 2 Episode 2 is, of course, the next mini-sequel to Half-Life 2. You also get Team Fortress 2. Now, Team Fortress 2 is, as you might expect, a sequel to Team Fortress, which was, I think, based on the old Counter-Strike stuff. Now, I'm not really a user of the old Valve stuff, although I'm kind of getting into it after the fact, thanks to Steam. But Team Fortress 2 is, it's a very wacky multiplayer online shooter with, you know, the capture the flags and everything else. It's very neat. It has an interesting balance system for a whole bunch of different character types that you can run around as, and it's very fun. Team Fortress 2 is the kind of stuff you might expect to play at full game retail price, but you can get it in the Orange Box. Portal is probably the most exciting, the biggest sleeper of the bunch. Portal is a puzzle game using the Half-Life 2 engine, as all these do. The engine is called Source, and all of these games do use it. Portal is a puzzle game where, well, you are making portals to solve the puzzles. It's almost impossible to explain. The whole idea is you shoot one end, and you shoot the other end of the portal, and you can pass through it. It allows you to get around all kinds of obstacles. But it's not that simple. And the game isn't just about the puzzles, although the puzzles are fantastic. But it's also a very darkly witty game. You just have to experience it. And, of course, you can. You can get it in the Orange Box with all these other things for, as I say, a $50 total price. Or, if you're so inclined, you get a Steam account, you buy Portal by itself for $20. Frankly, I'd be tempted to go with the Orange Box at this point. And, indeed, I do have all those games. So, there are far, far, far worse deals. This is an amazing package that Valve has put together. I'll tell you a little bit more about the Half-Life franchise, Portal, and some other stuff after this.
Hey, if it's crud, don't bring it round here. You're listening to Sturgeon's Law.
So, where were we? Oh, right, we were deep inside the Orange Box. So, the Half-Life franchise. So, this started as a game about Gordon Freeman, a research worker at the Black Mesa Research Facility that encounters another universe, and you know how well that goes in first-person shooters. I don't want to give away anything of the storylines, and frankly, I think it's more about the shooting anyway, and that's something you just have to experience for yourself. But the point is that they made the Half-Life game, and as I say, a number of derivatives. Then they came out with the Source engine, which is the basis for all Valve games that I know of right now. And the first, as far as I know, a rollout of that was Half-Life 2. And as I say, since then, they've done two mini add-ons to Half-Life 2, with Half-Life 2 Episode 1 and Episode 2, as well as doing updates of the old games under the Source engine. You can get those off of Steam for very inexpensive. You can get Counter-Strike Source, you can get Half-Life Source, and that's the only way I've ever played Half-Life for any amount to speak of. Frankly, the old engine makes me a little motion sick. Newer engines don't seem to have that effect as bad on me. If you go all the way back to Wolfenstein 3D, that was a game that made me absolutely ill to play. I couldn't stop playing it, you understand. I'd play it for 15 minutes, have to lie down for half an hour, and then get right back up and play some more. I guess that's a mark of a great game. But at any rate, the Source engine doesn't give me any such problem, and so I like these updates of the older games. I think Day of Defeat has a Source version. As I say, Portal is also based on the Source version. You know, an interesting piece of trivia about Portal is that the incredibly funny closing song is composed by a man much beloved of the podcast community, and that's Jonathan Colton. If you go to music.podshow.com and check out the PodSafe Music Network, you'll find that Jonathan Colton has a ton of songs on there. You'll see the spelling of his name in the show notes, and probably a link to his PodSafe Music Network page. Anyway, Jonathan Colton has done an amazing number of stuff. He obviously believes very strongly. He's a big supporter of Creative Commons. He's a big supporter of podcasting and PodSafe Music. Oh, right, I was talking about the closing song from Portal. Right, so that was written by Jonathan Colton. It is not sung by him. One of the voice actresses, the primary voice actress for the game, also turned out to be a trained soprano, and she performs it, and it's just wonderful. So maybe more on that in a minute. One last thing about cool things on Steam and the Source engine is Gary's Mod. I just discovered this very recently, and I haven't bought it myself, although I'm thinking about it for $10. Gary's Mod is not a game so much as a sandbox for playing around with the Source engine. You can construct things that actually can be controlled as vehicles just to move them around. You can do what you would call ragdoll manipulation of the human figures in very great detail, down to moving the eyes, moving the fingers. It gets more and more detailed with every version. And it seems to me that the creative types can really go somewhere with this. I've already seen one webcomic that ran for just over 200 strips that was done entirely with earlier versions of Gary's Mod. And I looked around on YouTube, and I've seen some video. There's a lot of playing around videos, but I've seen the start of some efforts to try and do little stuff. I just wonder when the next Red versus Blue will come out of work with something like Gary's Mod. So that's really cool right there, and it's really neat that Valve is so supportive of their fan communities. You know how I feel about this. You know, I do this kind of show for crying out loud. You don't want to treat your fan base as just potential criminals, like certain, you know, recording industry and movie industry, and frankly, all too much of the game industry. But this is really neat. It gives you really a way to really dig around and do some creative stuff of your own. And you can write, your own game modifications if you're so inclined, and certainly people have all sorts of wacky stuff. So that's just a snippet of what Valve is about. And, well, maybe we can talk some more about it later. Maybe as I find out more stuff, or maybe I can get someone to come talk about it. So we'll see how that goes. In the meantime, I'm going to at least bend the rules for our closing bit of music. The closing song from Portal has not actually been released on anything like the PodSafe Music Network. Jonathan Colton isn't releasing it himself because he did it for Valve, and that's up to them. Now, it's all over YouTube, right? You know, you could go right now and listen to it on YouTube. But I figure, why not give you a chance to listen to it here? So, a couple of things first. First of all, if you happen to be at Valve, hey, look, I did this entire show as a love letter to you guys. Cut me some slack. And if you really don't want the chance that it's a little bit of a spoiler at the end of Portal, by all means, stop the show now. My feelings won't be hurt. You know where to find me. I'll even say it early. SturgeonsLaw@gmail.com, www.surgeonslaw.com. There, you know all you need to know from the end of the show. By all means, skip ahead. However, if you would like to really be amused by this piece of music written by this friend of podcasting, put into this excellent game by this excellent game company, this is Still Alive, written by Jonathan Colton and performed in the game Portal.
This was a triumph. I'm making a note here, huge success. It's hard to overstate my satisfaction. Aperture Science. We do what we must because we can. For the good of all of us, except the ones who are dead. But there's no sense crying over every mistake. You just keep on trying till you run out of
That was Still Alive, written by Jonathan Colton, performed in the game Portal by Valve.
This podcast is certified fresh.
Freshmediaworks.com.
And that's going to do it for Sturgeon's Law number 81. Hey, by all means, check out Steam. Even if you don't buy a single thing off of it, install it, poke around the community, look me up. I'll try and put in the show notes enough information for you to be able to find me. I have to remember, you know, what's useful for that. And, you know, download some demos, look around the store, just have a look. It doesn't cost anything to do that. All right, enough of the ad, the unpaid ad, I might add. Although, you know, Valve, if you guys want a podcast, I'm here. Anyway, that's it for Sturgeon's Law number 81. We are at www.sturgeonslaw.com. You can email me at sturgeonslaw@gmail.com. Feel free to email me audio if you want to. It's Gmail. I have space. And I will see you next time.
This is a different thing. It's spontaneous and it's called wit.